This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The time is 5:15, and it's the right time to call the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. 5 years after he retires, Aaron Rodgers will call Canton home, just like our next guest. He's one of the greatest football writers of all time. He's in the Hall of Fame for his Steelers coverage. He's now happy in retirement, but we got him out of his cave to respond to the Aaron Rodgers signing, and I'm, of course, talking about the greatest Steelers insider of all time, the great Ed Bouchette. Hello, Ed.
Hi, Andrew.
Ed, if you were there tomorrow and you were still working, what would be the first question you'd want to ask Aaron Rodgers?
Why he signed with the Steelers, what he intends, what his goal is, that kind of thing. I mean, is he just trying to squeeze out another year? It's obviously he's not doing it for great money. I don't understand why he's doing it. You know, what's in it for him at that age? Because I don't think they're a Super Bowl team. Why go through all that and get beat up and everything else?
My guess is he'd say because the last chapter in New York went so badly, he doesn't want that to be the last image of him in an NFL uniform, the way we think about Unitas with the Chargers or Namath with the Rams, Ed.
Yeah, that might be it, Andrew. I don't know. You keep chasing this stuff and chasing this stuff, and he's not getting any younger, and I don't know that he's going to be able to stay healthy for a whole season.
Ed, explain it from the Steelers' perspective, why you think it makes sense for them, or makes more sense for them, I should say.
Well, to me, it makes sense now. It didn't when they started pursuing him, because I thought they had other options.
Yep.
And you've heard me say Justin Fields was, to me, the best option available. And even Art Rooney said they wanted to sign him or Wilson. I would not have re-signed Wilson. But Justin Fields, 2 years, $20 million. Are you kidding me? Or $40 million. Are you kidding me? You go with him for a year. If he's good, great. Now you get him for another year and you can sign him to an extension. If he stinks, well, you go into next year, which is what they're going to do anyway. You know, Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be here in 2026, so they got to go after another quarterback.
And if he's good, it's going to make it harder to get that next quarterback in theory.
Well, I'm not one of those people, because there have been busts at the top of the round.
Sure.
There have been fines at the bottom, and I'm talking first round. I know the Brady and the kid in San Francisco are exceptions, but
yep.
We're talking first round, you can find them. Baltimore found one.
Yep.
You know, years ago, Miami found one.
Yep.
You can find them, or you can move up, you know, like Kansas City did.
But the two greatest quarterbacks in team history were picked first and 11th, Ed, and both came off of horrible seasons by the Steelers.
Yeah, and that's a good example. But, you know, tell that to whoever had the – I forget who it was. Who picked second after Peyton Manning was drafted?
That was San Diego. Oh, they picked Ryan Leaf.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. I mean, it's littered with – I'm just throwing things out here. It's littered with examples both ways. Guys who were successful high, guys who weren't. I mean, what's his name? I can't – the older I get, the worse I get with names. But Eric Metz, my buddy, represented the quarterback who the Raiders drafted number one overall.
Jamarcus Russell.
Yes, there you go.
Yep.
How'd he turn out?
He was one of the all-time busts in NFL history.
Yeah, but I think the consensus was he was the number one overall pick. It wasn't just the Raiders doing it. So,
well, he was the best quarterback in that draft, in theory. He was not better than, like, Calvin Johnson and Adrian Peterson and those guys who went after him. But if you needed a quarterback, he was thought of as the best one in that draft, Ed. Yes, to your point.
Why they can't evaluate quarterbacks is the great mystery.
You're talking about the Steelers or the NFL at large?
No, the NFL overall.
Well, how about their evaluation of quarterbacks just here in Pittsburgh since Ben?
Well, they only really drafted one, you know, it was Kenny Pickett. I mean, Mason Rudolph was an okay third-round pick, right? I mean, he's still playing. They didn't draft anybody higher than the third round.
Well, Kenny was a first-round pick.
I said Kenny Pickett was the only one.
Yep.
And that story is still to be told, I think. Who knows? I mean, there have been others who have, and we've seen it right now, like Sam Darnold. There have been others who, you know, crashed with their original teams and resurfaced. Kid from West Virginia.
Geno Smith, who's now with the Raiders.
Thank you. Yep.
Ed, this whole idea that this is a very un-Steelers-like move to wait around as long as they did for Rodgers and keep their fingers crossed that he would show up here for just 1 year at 41, becoming by far the oldest player to ever suit up for the team, has been described by people everywhere as un-Steelers-like. Do you agree with that?
I do, but you know, I'm going to throw out a few names at you.
Yep.
Starting with Bobby Lane. You know, he was on the tail end of his career, and he came and actually revitalized the Steelers, had them with them one game in their first legitimate playoff. David Woodley. They traded for David Woodley to compete with Mark Malone.
After he had been in the Super Bowl with Miami.
Yeah, right. They lost that. And then, of course, Marino pushed him out. Todd Blackledge. You know, I covered all these guys. Not the first
so
one.
So you're saying they were basically throwing darts or throwing you-know-what against the wall back in the 80s. So this is very reminiscent of that.
Yes. Andrew, when you don't have a quarterback, you do everything you can to find one.
Yep.
And some people will say they haven't done everything to find one, but I think for the most part, they really have. The mistakes they made were when Ben was in his last years, they didn't get one. You know, they could have gotten Lamar Jackson. They could have gotten a guy in San Diego. They probably could have traded up and got some people, but I really think they were wounded with Ben's reaction when they drafted Mason Rudolph. I really think so.
I agree with that. You said that you got to try everything you can to find your quarterback. They're really not doing that this year, though, because he's a guy that's only going to play 1 year.
So, well, who else was there to find?
Well,
I'm
not saying I would
suggest. Other than signing Justin Fields, who wasn't a great quarterback. I mean, you're rolling the dice with him, too. But who else was there?
Well, Ed, just to what you said about how you have to do everything you can to find a quarterback, isn't everybody else better? Because even if there's only a small chance of them playing well, if the guy plays well, he might be your quarterback solution. Whereas with Rodgers, even if he does play well, he's still not.
Are you talking about Justin Fields?
I'm talking about anybody.
No, you got to say who's anybody.
Well, I would just say even Mason Rudolph applies.
No.
Why not? What if Mason had a good year? You might actually want to bring him back next year as your quarterback. With Rodgers, that doesn't even exist, Ed.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Mason Rudolph is not bringing you to the promised land.
Well, either is Rodgers. So I'd rather play a 30-year-old than a 41-year-old.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, they signed him to a $4 million deal, right? Isn't that what he's getting?
Sure, yes.
That tells you what he thinks and what they think.
Well, what does the rest of the league think about Aaron Rodgers when he signs for $13 million? That's less than Daniel Jones, Ed.
Yeah, but, you know, I it could be 20. I'm betting that a lot of incentives are based on games he plays.
Yep.
I don't know. Andrew, there wasn't it. Again, I would not have done this from the beginning, mm-hmm. but once they let it go and go and go, there were no other options. I wouldn't go with Mason Rudolph. I just would not have.
Ed, you know the Steelers very well, maybe not as much as you used to because you're not around the team as much, but you get the Rooney family and everything else as well as anybody. What is their reaction going to be just to the kind of unfiltered Aaron Rodgers we get on McAfee's show on Tuesdays when he might just feel the need to scratch an itch of something that's going on in the world that he wants to have an opinion on that might polarize and divide people? How do you think that's going to go over there?
You mean like when Ben Roethlisberger's show was on The Fan?
Yeah, but those were more football things. You know, I mean, they had to release a statement over guys going to a, you know, a steel merger. So how are they going to feel about like him when he decides to opine on things that might even go beyond what happens in the locker room or on the field?
Yeah, well, buckle up. That's all I got to say. You know, I mean, if that's what happens, that's what happens. And then this whole season could be quite interesting, actually. You know, it's an open-ended thing this season now. Anything could happen, right? I mean, he could be successful. They could be successful. He could get hurt early like he did in New York.
Yeah.
He could do what you're saying, say crazy stuff on the McAfee show, and fans get all upset. And
well, when you say anything can happen, like there obviously has to be limits to that. Like, you don't actually think that there's a scenario in which they compete for a Super Bowl with him, do you?
No.
Okay.
I don't think they have enough talent. I mean, I think you could bring back Bradshaw in his prime and they're not competing for a Super Bowl. They don't have enough receivers, first of all. There are a lot of ifs and hopes in receivers beyond DK Metcalf, right?
You know, now that I have you, I haven't asked you this. What did you make of the Pickens trade?
Oh, I was all for it.
Okay.
I think at some point I said, get, trade him, even if, you know, an old line, get a six pack. It doesn't even have to be cold.
That was the line that the Eagles. Yes, when the Eagles traded Chris Carter. Look at you, Ed.
No, well, no, when he traded the running back here back in '85.
Well, so that must have been a favorite line of his.
Ernest Jackson. Yeah.
All right, Ed. Well, it was nice catching
up
with
Jackson
you.
Actually panned out for the Steelers a little bit.
Ed, we were talking today, like, this was around the time last year where you lost your Twitter account and you decided, you know what, the hell with it. I don't need it back.
Yeah, well, I tried and then wouldn't give it to me back. And, as Chuck Noll once said, you hit a donkey in the head with a 2x4 enough times, he gets the message. So I quit.
Yeah. Well, we miss you, Ed. In a lot of different ways.
Oh, thanks. I don't miss Twitter. I have an account where I can follow people.
Yep.
Just to see what's going on. But I don't even go on there much anymore. I just, you know, it's a cesspool.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you, Ed. We'll talk again soon, I bet.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
See you, Ed. Ed Bouchette.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.